I'd like to call to order a special meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. As you can see, we have two items on our agenda. One is line-by-line review of the FY25 budget, and then an item for action, which is the public hearing and first reading of that budget. I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagles, seconded by Ms. McLean. Any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries unanimously. Before we start, Dr. Borchers, any comments you would like to make?
Not at this time. Budget was as we talked about last Monday, and we're just following that schedule. And as you said, we'll have first reading tonight and second reading next Monday.
And thank you all for being here. This is not the most exciting meeting we will ever have. I'd rather be reading you a book like Goodnight Moon or something like that, but I'll do this. This is something that the board has always felt that was important that we do, just to make it known that we do review the budget, we do look at the line items in the budget, and we do have the opportunity to ask questions if so desired. I always like to start off by saying something that happened to me. I think my first year on the board we were doing this, and I thought I had a really great suggestion in the budget, and I made the suggestion, and our finance director at that time looked at me and said, well, where's that money come from? I said, oh, I don't know. You mean we have to have money to cover this? I didn't know, I guess, what I was thinking. I was new at what I was doing. So if you're going to add something, the money either has to come from some source, either you get rid of something or you extend the size of the budget. So we're looking, I'm on page 12 under expenditure details. There's a lot of similarity in this budget as far as what's listed. One of those is under the items of Social Security, state retirement, life insurance, medical insurance, dental insurance, employee Medicare, retirement, vision. That item, those line items pop up in many areas. I'm not going to go through those every time under every topic, but if there is a question, please feel free to stop me. And if you have a question, hold that question till I get to the end of the section, and then I'll stop and say, are there any questions in that area? And that'd be the time to ask those questions. So the first one is 71100, regular instruction program. This includes expenses related to activities that provide the Oak Ridge students with elementary and secondary learning experiences. Major elements include salaries for teachers, teachers' assistants, cost of instructional supplies, textbooks, instructional equipment. Revenues for this section consist of local, county, and state government funds. The section is also supplemented through local grants. The obviously, the largest section of that is our teaching staff. And that amount was increased by 4.01%. Also included is the career ladder program, homebound teachers, educational assistants, summer and winter band program, summer school. The items of benefits that I just went over is included there, instructional supply materials, contingency for non-special education residential student placements, and Oak Ridge Children's Museum. Instructional supply materials is also listed in this area. Textbooks, both electronic and bound, software, furniture and fixtures, which includes band instrument repair and replacement, and individual allocations to schools to purchase various pieces of equipment. When all of that is said and done, the proposed budget for 2024-25 is $32,158,176, or a total increase for that line of 5.26%. Questions? Moving right along, the next is 71150, alternative instructional program. That includes similar items as before: teachers, career ladder programs, secretaries, educational assistants, substitute teachers, the benefits that I've already alluded to, instructional supply materials, staff development, special education equipment. The proposed budget is $937,527, an increase of 2.52%. Any questions there? 71200, special education program. This includes services for students with identified special needs. Services are for students in pre-kindergarten through high school, including specially designed instruction that addresses the unique needs of students eligible to receive special education services. The first item is the teaching staff, our career ladder program, homebound teachers, educational assistants, a speech pathologist, our benefits section again, instructional supply materials, software, and special education equipment. The total expenditure is The total proposed budget is $5,946,906. That's an increase of 10.27%. Any questions from the board there? Item 71300, Career and Technical Education Program. This program includes learning experiences acquired through activities designed to prepare students to enter a career or pursue additional technical career training after high school. Your teaching staff, your career ladder program, your educational assistants, substitute teachers, your benefit package, other contracted services, which include aviation and flight instruction at Oak Ridge High School, supply and materials, which include the Technology Career Center, advanced manufacturing, automotive consumables, CTE teacher supplies, welding consumables, and Innovative Schools Model Grant, both at Jefferson Oak Ridge High School and Robertsville. It also has a line for staff development and vocational instructional equipment, which includes 3D printers, laser engraver, and drones. The proposed budget is $2,357,730. This is a decrease in this line of 14.11%. Questions?
I don't have a question, but I'll make a comment on that. The decrease in that is mainly because of that Innovative Schools Model Grant. Last year, or FY24, we had a lot of money budgeted in that line, and that grant is slowly being used up. So that's why there's such a big decrease.
Thank you for that. And feel free to jump in at any time. Okay. Next is Fund 141, the general purpose is school fund expenditures. Did I just already do that? attorney. What page did I? Oh, didn't turn the page. Thank you. 7190, contingency. The instructional contingency is designated to fund instructional activities which cannot be immediately classified in one of the other instructional categories. For example, for potential grants and donations, additional teacher salary and benefit contingency, other district contingency needs, and contingency for open purchase orders at year end. The total there, proposed budget is $1,100,000, an increase of 15.31%. Questions? Ms. Agle.
Is that increase due possibly to our thinking we may have an increased enrollment and may need to hire more teachers than normally?
That's the $200,000 that's listed there for the additional teachers. This kind of fluctuates because as we budget contingency here, but then during the year, we will transfer money out of this into the specific lines that's needed, so that will reduce the amount at year end. So that's really more of the change is because we've reduced throughout this year to move into other lines.
On our agendas periodically, just for general information, on our agendas, we often have budget transfers that go to the city. This would be an example of that. What I guess my question would be, what is the amount that initiates us having to do that?
So we set up money in contingency here so that we don't have to go back to the city every time. When we have to go to the city, it's because we've fully expended this and we've had to add more money to our bottom line budget. And the city has to approve that since we're kind of a part of the city.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Okay. 72120, health services. This includes physical and mental health services, which are not direct instruction. Included are activities that provide students with appropriate medical and nursing services. The supervisor and directors included, medical personnel, system-wide RN health services coordinator, and school nurses. Again, always important to point out, I think at this point we have a school nurse in every school building. Overtime pay, substitute teachers, benefit package, travel is in that. Supplies and materials, and then an amount directed to each of our schools for supplies and materials. The budget proposed is $780,180, an increase of 3.94%. Any questions or comments? 72130, other student support. Includes activities designed to assess and improve the well-being of students and to assist them in reaching their potential and individual educational goals. This would be our school counseling and a benefit package and some other contracted services such as behavior specialists, EMT services for middle school football games, annual cost of digitizing and electronic storage of student records. Also included software for student management, supplies and materials such as the Oak Ridge High School Honors Program, graduation diplomas, mailing expenses, Wildcat Scholars Program, supplies and materials, staff development, and then expenditures for special grants and donations for awards that are usually given in March of each school year. And included that is our Nakashi program. Proposed budget is $2,062,581, a decrease of 8.77%. Questions? 72210, regular instructional support. This includes expenses characterized as assisting instructional staff in planning, developing, and evaluating the process of providing learning experiences for students. Major elements of this section include salaries for the executive directors, supervisors, coordinators, librarians, cost of library books, in-service activities, and travel. Also included are salaries for curriculum and staff development projects, which are vital to the maintenance and improvement of our educational programs, along with the benefit package, instructional supply materials, travel, library books, periodicals, software, copy and print allocations for schools, printers, software for printers, toner, card readers, parts, and other supplies for printers. District discipline handbook is included in these line items. Staff development for all our schools, executive director of school leadership and executive director of teaching and learning, professional development costs and associated travel. Other equipment, replacement of staff devices. And that proposed budget is $5,147,189, an increase of 23.82%. I could never work in the finance department. Questions or comments?
Just one comment. I suspect that most of that percentage is due to the replacement of staff devices.
Yes.
$72,220, special education support. Includes assisting the special education staff in providing appropriate learning experiences, primarily for students with special needs. The supervisor and director, career ladder program, psychological personnel, secretary, benefit package, other contracted services, some of which include copier service, transportation costs for Special Olympics, scanning and storage of SPED archive files, vision assessments and services, other supplies and materials, staff development. The proposed budget, $976,906, a decrease of 1.51%. Questions or comments? 72230, career and technical program support. These expenses are characterized as assisting the technology career instructional staff in planning, developing, and evaluating the process of providing learning experiences for students. We have the supervisor and director, secretaries, in-service stipend, of which there is nothing, benefit package, travel, other contracted services, and software, supplies and materials for the Technology Career Center, staff development, and the Technology Career Center, the Oak Ridge High School TV studio program equipment and supplies. Proposed budget, $254,353, an increase of 0.93%. Questions or comments? 72250, Technology Services. These expenses include support for the information system, staff, and data processing services of the district. Supervisor and director, computer programmers, data processing personnel, secretaries, overtime pay, your benefits package, consultants, data processing services, internet connectivity, other contracted services, data processing supplies, office supplies, cabling, software, staff development, other charges, data processing equipment. That budget proposed is $2,999,404, and that's a decrease of 5.27%. Questions? (clears throat) 72260, adult programs. This section includes accounts to support the adult education program for those seeking to obtain a high school equivalency diploma. The proposed budget is $30,221, an increase of 11.72%. The increase percentage sounds like a lot, but dollar-wise, it's only $3,171. Comments or questions? (clears throat) 72290, communications. This includes expenses associated with the district communication support. Supervisor, director, secretary, benefit package, contracted services, supplies and materials, staff development. Proposed budget, $224,558, an increase of 4.64%. Questions or comments? (clears throat) 72310, Board of Education. In reference to former board member, Mr. Dan DiGregorio, he always liked to point out, when I get down to the bottom line, this does not go to the members of the Board of Education. So, thank you, Dan. Yeah, we wish. This account reflects the activities of the Oak Ridge Schools Board of Education, which has been created according to state law, city charter, and vested with responsibilities for education policies, activities in the school system. I always kind of like to point this one out. The first one is wages and salaries. This is Board of Education stipends per the Oak Ridge City Charter. Can't get these words out, running together. That proposed budget for all of us collectively is $10,200. We come pretty cheap. Benefit the package, which doesn't relate to our benefits, it relates to the benefits of employee unemployment compensation, employer Medicare payments to retirees, and so forth. Also, the audit services, dues and memberships, which is COSPA, Tennessee School Boards Association, Association of Independent and Municipal Schools, National Association of Federally Impacted Schools, and the Oak Ridge Chamber of Commerce. Legal services, we always hope this maintains a consistent as it does amount. There is no increase, I will say, in that particular line item, which is always a good thing. We hope it stays that way. Other contracted services, such as TSBA meetings or e-meetings, TSBA policy service, and police coverage for the Board of Education meetings. Liability insurance, premium on corporate security bonds, trustees commission, which that's one that Ms. Eagle and I have never particularly liked periodically through this. It's a large amount that goes to that, but that's what we have to pay, so we do. Workers' compensation and staff development. That total line item is $1,358,280, an increase of 6.57%. Comments or questions? Ms. Eagle.
Well, as usual, if you look at the trustees' commission paid by all the school boards in the county, not to mention the various cities, it's more than the trustees' budget. So all that extra money just goes into the county slush fund.
And once again, our hands are tied. Next item, 72320, Director of Schools. This reflects activities performed by the Superintendent of Schools. Career Ladder Program, secretaries, benefit package, postal charges are included there, office supplies, staff development, and administrative equipment. There's that line item proposed is $409,022, an increase of 1.23%. Comments or questions? Seven-two-four-one-zero is the office of the principal. This series of expenditure accounts includes activities performed in supervising and managing all operations of the school. So this would include our principals, our accountants and bookkeepers, our assistant principals, our secretaries, our benefit packages, supplies and materials for our schools, staff development for our schools, administrative equipment for our schools. And the proposed budget is $4,504,264, an increase of 1.76%. Comments or questions? Seven-two-five-one-zero, Fiscal Services. This section involves activities concerned with the fiscal operation of Oak Ridge Schools, budgeting, receiving and dispersing, financial and property accounting, payroll, purchasing, inventory control, internal and external audit, and fund management. Supervisor and director, accountants, bookkeepers, purchasing personnel, secretaries, the benefit package, staff development, and administrative equipment. Proposed budget $1,078,828, an increase of 4.36%. Questions or comments? 72520, Human Resources Personnel. This budget area includes human resources and personnel support services. Supervisor and director, secretary, benefit other salaries and wages, benefit package, office supplies, software, staff development, and administrative equipment. The proposed budget, $511,168, for an increase of 6.65%. Comments or questions? Seven-two-six-one-zero, Operation of Plant. This section is concerned with keeping the physical plant clean and ready for daily use. Included are operation of heating, lighting, ventilation systems, the repair and replacement of equipment and facilities. Also included is the cost of building rental and property insurance. Supervisor, director, secretaries, custodial personnel, overtime pay, our benefit package, rentals, disposal fees, that includes trash and recycling services, grease trap pumping, shredding, and medical waste. Other contracted services would include things such as the pest control, inspections, chemical treatment of HVAC, and so forth, custodial supplies, electricity, fuel oil, natural gas, water and sewer, other supplies and materials, boiler insurance, building and content insurance, staff development and plant operation equipment. And that would include replacement and repair of equipment essential to the operation of the physical plant facilities. That proposed budget is $5,180,344, or an increase of 5.72%. Comments or questions? 72620, maintenance of plant. This section includes activities concerned with keeping the physical plant open, comfortable, and safe for use, keeping the grounds, buildings, and equipment in effective working condition and state of repair. Your supervisor, director, secretaries, maintenance personnel, overtime pay, benefit section, maintenance and repair equipment, maintenance repair vehicles, other contracted services, equipment and machinery parts, gasoline, general construction materials, software, other supplies and materials, staff development, other charges such as occupational safety and health program, includes devices, uniforms, equipment, training, and other instruments that may be used for training and safety compliance. Administrative equipment, such as computers, workstations, chairs, and other office equipment. Maintenance equipment, motor vehicles. Proposed budget, $2,158,326. That is a decrease of 13.55%. Comments or questions? 72710, transportation. This includes activities concerned with conveying students to and from school as provided by state and federal law. This includes trips between home and school and trips to school and athletic activities. This would be our contract with First Student, the diesel fuel software, vehicle and equipment insurance, transportation equipment, and that budgeted item is $2,038,005, an increase of 2.98%. Comments or questions? 73400, early childhood education, provides educational services to pre-K children ages 3 and 4. The count is offset by the state pre-K grant. In addition, general fund special education account codes, federal funding from Head Start, Title I, IDA, and IDA preschool grants also support this program. Your teachers, educational assistants, benefit package. The proposed budget is $455,414. There is no increase there. Pre-K general fund 73401 also provides educational services to pre-K children ages 3 and 4. Beginning in FY18, this account series was established for general fund support for the preschool program. Additionally, general fund pre-K grant, special education account codes, federal funding from Head Start, Title I, IDA and IDA preschool grants also support the program. Your principals, teachers, medical personnel, secretaries, educational assistants, custodial personnel, overtime pay, substitute teachers, benefit package, travel, other contracted services such as Head Start monitoring, diesel fuel, instructional supply materials are included in this line. The proposed budget is $921,939, an increase of 8.51%. Comments or questions? 76100, regular capital outlay. This budget section includes state acquisition, site improvement, architecture and engineering, educational specification development, building acquisition and construction, and other capital-related services. Consultants, engineering services, other contracted services, debt service. This includes primarily our ESG payments to the city. Building improvements included there is a contingency, and a contingency also for damage or lost stolen equipment, improvements in the JMS main office, entrance carpet replacement at Oak Ridge High School, Glenwood, and RMS, wooden fire alarm replacement, refinish, repaint Oak Ridge High School and Woodland gym floors, site development. Regular capital outlay for this is proposed $1,986,205, a decrease of 23.89%. Comments or questions? 82130, education principal on debt. This section includes principal and interest on capital leases for district technology. The proposed budget is $6,877, an increase of 0.50%. $82230, education interest on debt. This section includes principal and interest on capital leases for district technology. Proposed budget. After dealing with all these big numbers, it kind of, proposed budget's $123. That's a decrease of 21.66% or $34.
And we'll have it for three more years until we've got the robotic field painter paid off.
Yeah. 9910, transfers out. This section includes withdrawal money from one fund and places it in another. This is district support for the Family Resource Center. That proposal is $124,434, or an increase of 1.60%. Total fund for 141 general purpose school fund expenditures is $75,708,960. An increase from last year of $2,293,980, or 3.12%. And that brings us to the close of our expenditures detail in the budget. Any comments or questions? Dr. Borchers, any comments or questions?
Just
there?
A big thank you to Ms. Van Dyke and her team. There's a lot of work that goes into this, and just appreciate her.
Ms. Van Dyke, any comments or questions from there?
No, I'll just Second, Dr. Borchers, my team's amazing, and I couldn't do it without them helping me. And honestly, for 6 weeks, taking over everything that I normally would do so that I can finish this up. So, yeah, I have an amazing group.
And I think it's important, too, to point out, as we have before, this process just didn't start several weeks ago. I mean, the process starts even into last year last summer to get this budget underway and prepared. And as we all know, in any budget, there's a lot of things that we'd like to have in there. If we had unlimited funds, we'd do it. Unfortunately, we don't. But I think, in my opinion, it is a budget that keeps us on track for continued growth in our district. And that's the main thing we have to look at. We don't want to ever take a step backwards, nor do we want to just maintain consistency. We always want to look ahead. And I think it gives our staff, our teachers, our principals to continue to upgrade and find new programs and continue the great efforts that they make in each of our schools to give our students the opportunities that they have. We were eating lunch at Oak Ridge High School a couple of weeks or so ago, and we asked the students we were eating with, what do you like about Oak Ridge High School? And they said, all the opportunities that we have. And they do have a lot of opportunities. And I will say this, while it's on my mind, we've got one more school we're going to eat lunch. We'll be at Woodland Friday at 11:30. Of all the other schools that we've eaten lunch, and we eat with the students, we ask them various questions. One of the things that they have all said, what do you like best about your school? And without hesitation, they say how caring the teachers are. That's the right answer, by all means. That is the correct answer. But there are ups and downs, as we all know, but that answer doesn't come just because they want to say that. That answer comes because of what our staff and our principals do in those school buildings, and we greatly appreciate that. So moving on, the other item on the agenda is twofold. Is a public hearing for anyone that would like to speak on this budget. So we'll do that first. So I will read this. This public hearing is for anyone who would like to address an item presented on this budget. If you would like to speak or address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. And we may or may not respond to your comments, or we may direct the superintendent to do so. And when you speak, please come to the podium. You would sign in and state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone here that would like to do that at this time? I don't see anyone, so we'll move on to the second part of this. And this is an item for action. This is the first reading of the FY25 budget. So I would entertain a motion for approval of the budget on first reading. Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. McLean. Any final comments or questions from the board? We will have our second reading of this budget Monday at our regular scheduled board meeting. So those in favor of approving the FY25 budget on first reading, please signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Just a couple of reminders to the board. Busy week this week. As I said, if you can come, we'll be at Woodland at 11:30 for lunch. On the 16th, which is Thursday, convocation will be held at the Performing Arts Center at Oak Ridge High School starting at 7. Then on May 17th, graduation will take place beginning at 7 at Blankenship Field. Then followed by that evening will be graduation celebration, a great time and a great way for the seniors to conclude their senior year at Oak Ridge High School. And then again, as I mentioned, we meet again. Our official board meeting for the month of May will be the 20th of this month. Any final comments? Again, thank you, and thank you all again for taking your time to help us get through this. And it's not, as I said, the most exciting thing, but it's the necessary thing to do. So Scott and Dave and Mandy, thank you all for your work tonight, and we'll see each of you again somewhere down the road this week, or definitely on Monday. We stand adjourned.